Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Welcome. This is Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. I'll be working with Matt. We think Roy's on his way in, but we're not sure. We're doing a little something different this morning. We're actually taping the show 2 hours early because I have a game at 1 p.m. in downtown Washington with my Vienna River Dogs baseball club team in the Cal Ripken Collegiate Baseball League. And that game should be over sometime around 3:30-ish. And then I go to Union Station because I'm already pre-packed. And I take a train to New York, and I go up there and visit some old friends at the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. And I'm going to hopefully see Orlando in the morning. We're supposed to get together. He's going to the Futures game and the Celebrity Softball game, which is pretty sure it's tonight. And then tomorrow night, it's the Home Run Derby and the workout. I'll be there. I'll be in the fourth row behind the National League dugout. Just look for the most handsome guy there. But they won't ever show behind the dugouts. The place to be, honestly, if you want to have fun at the Home Run Derby, is in the outfield stands where they hit all the balls. The problem with that is I don't like standing up for 2.5-3 hours. And everybody stays on their feet. The nice thing about where I'm sitting, a lot of old people, a lot of people who, you know, a lot of kids, a lot of people with some money that basically just sit there and say, oh, you know, I was at the Home Run Derby last night. But it's going to be a lot of fun. Staying in Times Square. Haven't been in New York since my family and I, well, I haven't been to Times Square since we went up to see a couple of shows about 4 or 5 years ago with the kids. And let me tell you, you can love New York, you can hate New York, you can be in the middle of the road about New York, but there is no better place to go for 3 or 4 days in New York City. There's so much to do. It's a lot of fun. And from what I understand, it's not supposed to rain so much anymore. Matt, we have had so much rain on the Eastern Seaboard in the last month. It is totally, we're playing nothing but doubleheaders now, basically. You know, and I know it affects you because you've got small children. You like to get them outside and get them running around. Hard to do with lightning and downpours.
Yeah, I was in the mountains all this week, so I didn't feel much of it at all.
Well, good for you. We weren't. We had a couple of games banged. Banged, by the way, means postponed. That's baseball talk. And we're really looking forward to a good show today. Got a couple of people that may call in to the show today. Last night, I'm going to tell you, I'm exhausted. But generally speaking, when I'm exhausted, it just brings me down just slightly above everybody else's level from a standpoint of excitement. I got to watch one of my favorite people in the world, Tim Lincecum, pitch a no-hitter last night. Now, it was the Fox game of the week, which was on late. You know, it was a 10 o'clock start, Eastern time. But, you know, John Miller did the show. I mean, it was unbelievable just how exciting it was. And Timmy was already at 100 pitches in the sixth inning. So a lot of people are going, well, you know, I sure hope they get a hit because don't want to see the kid go 9 innings. Let me tell you, he went 9 innings, and he had plenty left at the end. 148 pitches he threw, most of them for strikes, obviously. And there were some extremely good plays. Hunter Pence, I want to say in the eighth inning, made a sliding, diving, phenomenal catch in right field on what looked to be, and what Tim Lincecum described as something he thought was definitely a hit. But it wasn't. Pablo Sandoval, who everybody complains about him being too fat to play third base, and believe me, if he was 20, 30 pounds lighter, he'd be better at third base, but he made a phenomenal pretty much backhanded diving play, came up and threw a strike to first base to save the no-no. Anytime you see a no-hitter from start to finish, which I did last night, it's very exciting because it's just like you're there. Sent a bunch of texts. I sent a bunch of tweets, direct messages to some of my friends on the Giants last night congratulating Timmy. Tell him that, you know, it's nice to see he's back. The Giants are 6.5 games back right now. They won the World Series last year, but they're still 7 games under 500. But in the National League West, and we've talked about this many, many times, anybody can win. Anybody. The Dodgers can win. And a lot of people think the Dodgers have the best team now. They're just one injury away from being 7 games under 500. The San Diego Padres made a run. I want to say they've lost 14 out of 16. They're done. Bud Black looks like he's getting ready to get fired. I haven't seen him smile in weeks. Well, that's not true. I saw him smile 3 weeks ago. But I haven't seen him smile in the last 2 weeks because they're just continuing to lose. The Arizona Diamondbacks, who had a great run 2 years ago, won the National League West division title, went to the playoffs, were out in 3 or 4 games. They look good this year. They've got great pitching, at least very good pitching. Their bullpen looks better. Their hitters are doing a pretty good job. If they can keep everybody healthy, they're going to be hanging around until late September. But I still think the Giants are the team. They've got the best talent. They get Ryan Vogelsong back soon. He's already throwing off a mound. Timmy looks like he's back. Matt Cain has pitched horribly for Matt Cain. Pitches normally, he'll be back. Barry Zito is great at home, horrible on the road. You get what you get with Barry. He's kind of up and down. He's hot and cold. But it's going to be an exciting and interesting finish in the National League West. In the National League East, the question everybody's asking themselves that are New York Met fans, and there are thousands of you out there, and I have heard from many of you on Facebook. You can go to my webpage, brucehallsports.com. You can send me emails, tickets@brucehallsports.com. You can go, there's a million different ways. You can reach me on Twitter @brucehallsports. So many Mets fans. And I got to tell you, it's hard to be a Yankee fan for me. Because since Mickey Mantle and Whitey Ford and Yogi Berra and all those guys, I haven't been a Yankee fan. I was a Washington Senator fan for many years. And then I became a Baltimore Oriole fan like everybody else in the Washington, D.C. metro area because we didn't have anybody else to root for in the major leagues. Not really. I rooted for Boch's teams once he started managing. I was a big Padre fan till they split. Now I'm a big San Francisco Giant fan. I go where the blood is. If my blood is managing a team, I am a fan of that team. And if you don't like it, you know what you can do with it. That's just the way it is. I'm looking forward to getting to New York. I'm hoping to get an interview with David Wright. I know a lot of people Dave knows. Dave knows a lot of people I know. We're going to try to hook up. I don't have credentials yet for the All-Star game. Don't really need them because I think I can get a clubhouse pass, I'm hoping. For the National League. If I get a National League clubhouse pass, I don't really need any other credentials. But I'm looking forward to getting up there, and I'm also looking forward to getting some sleep. Because in the last 3 days, with all the rain we've had, and all the workouts we've done in baseball, and all the games we've played, I'm pretty tired. And I got to tell you, everybody says I'm better when I'm tired because I don't scream at Roy. Well, Roy ain't even here, so I'm going to have to scream at you, Matt.
He's trying to connect. So basically what you're saying
he's trying to connect. He's been trying to do that for 27 years.
Well, you'll be able to sleep on the train, though, right? So people will be able
You know what? Trains aren't as easy as people think to sleep on because weekend train rides have kids on them. And a lot of times those kids are running up and down the halls, screaming and hollering. I might be so exhausted, though, that I will go to sleep.
You need to get one of those sleeper cars that you get your own basically little apartment on the train.
No, you know what I'll do? I'll read a book. kids that tweet me, and when I say kids, that could be anybody from 45 down, okay? But young people that tweet me all the time go, I can't sleep. What do I do? Pick up a book and read it. You'll be asleep in 5 minutes. I swear to God, reading does tire you out. Now, if you read something super exciting, you might be a half hour till you fall asleep. But you keep reading, you keep reading, you put the book down, you go to sleep. It's simple.
You know what? There's a scientific reason kids aren't sleeping less now. Blue screens. They all have blue screens.
That and the amount of sugar they eat in their damn breakfast cereal. That has something to do with it.
So if they switch their screens to a pink or red tint, it'll actually put them to sleep better.
Well, you know what? I got to get that. Because that'll help me. Because anybody that watches me on Twitter, I got 36,000 tweets, I think. I think I have a problem. Do they have 12-step programs for Twitter? They don't. I've checked. No, this is Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're going to get Roy on pretty soon, right? Is he going to call in?
Oh, he's connecting.
He must be in bed naked. With his, he's a newlywed. If he's not getting any now, he's never going to get any. Okay,
I think he might be connected.
Besides, he needs to have another baby. Roy, are you on the air?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Boy, you better start having some sex. If you're not going to come in, I want you having sex with your wife. Okay, you got that?
That's quite all right.
Hey, Haley, are you there?
No, Haley's asleep.
Her up and have a kid, for crying out loud. Or don't wake her up.
Haley works in the Inner Harbor. She works at Power Plant Live. She's a server at one of the bars there. So I had to pick her up last night from work. And if you know anything about the bar industry, last call is 1:30, so she doesn't get off work till like 2:30, 2:45.
Dude, I was awake until 2:30. I got up at 5:30. I'm here. Where are you?
30 as in, I'm in my...
I watched Lincecum's no-hitter, and I watched about 45 minutes after that. I was on the phone with some friends from San Francisco. I didn't get to bed till almost 3. And guess what, Roy? I didn't even set an alarm, and I got up at 5:30. Because you know what I had to do? I had to be at Matt's at 7:30. Because we're recording the show at 8, Roy.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I was...
You're just worthless. That's all.
I was not?
Yeah, you are. You know what? How old are you now?
27.
Well, you know what? If the government wanted you to be on time, would you be on time?
The government pays me.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Excuse me. All I do is put you on real air. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS. Me and Roy, boy.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BHSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back. Hey, Roy.
Hey, buddy.
This is great. It's almost like we're together, only we're not.
Isn't it?
I'm eating a banana If it sounds like I'm eating something, I'm putting some potassium in my body because I'm going to need it.
This is why we don't do a morning show. This is why we do a 10 to noon show.
By the way, I've lost about 22 pounds in the last month. And if everybody wants to know how I did it, non-gluten, baby, just like Josh Hamilton. Mm-hmm. I went non-gluten. I'm not eating any candy, any desserts, any sweets. I just had a bear claw this morning so I wouldn't fall asleep. Roy, well, you know the bear claw.
And some methamphetamines.
And by the way, Roy, I have your 74-ounce Red Bull sitting next to me, and I'm afraid to drink it because my heart will burst out of my chest.
Your heart may or may not explode.
I don't need a Red Bull. Roy, you know what? I've never needed a Red Bull. What is the deal there? Do you have any idea? Have you ever known anybody like that? Have you ever known anybody like that?
Monday through Friday, I don't drink coffee.
Hey, Roy, quit running around in circles. Quit running around in circles. Why am I running around in circles? Why am I running around in circles? Shut up or I'll nail your other foot to the floor. Look, here's the deal.
What?
It's a joke. It's a little kid's clean joke. Shut up or I'll nail your other foot to the floor.
Roy, you may have to come here and save me from my basement.
Hey, listen. Hey, I got to admit. This is the nicest studio I've ever been in somebody's house, because I've got a washer and a dryer here. I love it. Roy, let's talk baseball, because I'm going to New York tonight. Are you coming up? Are you going to hang with me?
Huh? No.
You're not coming up?
No.
Not even if I get a ticket for you?
I.
Okay, forget it. No, never mind. I've already given it away anyway. Listen, and Roy, thanks for getting up. I really appreciate it, because I love having a co-host. Hey, here's the deal. Check out, I want to know everybody on the American League team first, and let's talk about them.
Sure.
You ready?
Yeah, you want to go start?
Let's just look at the pitchers. There's 13 of them. Go.
You want to look at the pitchers?
Yeah. The pitchers on the American League. You know.
There we go. All right, we got Clay Buchholz. We have Brett Cecil.
All right, hold on. Buchholz, he's deserving. You know what's really weird? Now that I've become a National League fan, I really don't consider a lot of the American League pitchers all that great anymore, because they don't pitch to pitchers and their ERAs are inflated. But Buchholz has been strong all year. He's done a great job. Brett Cecil made the team?
Yeah, Brett Cecil.
Is he a Toronto Blue Jay?
Yes, he is.
You know what? He's been a Blue Jay for a while. You know where Brett Cecil's from? Baltimore. He's from the Maryland area.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I did.
I wore my Expos hat out last night to pick up Haley. And I guess the Blue Jays are they're at Camden Yards. They're in Baltimore this weekend. So naturally, every Canadian in a 500-foot radius of me came and decided to tell me what their life story was. It was not interesting at all.
Snowbird. You know what they call them? Snowbirds. They infiltrate. You know where they're moving? Phoenix. They have bought everything in Phoenix, Arizona. And that's why there's not as many houses for sale at very deflated prices in the Phoenix, Arizona area anymore, because all these people from Canada are moving south. Because you know what? They finally figured out that a high of minus 28 is not a place you want to live.
Finally. I like Canada, though. I visited there a couple times.
Actually. I've been to Ontario. I went to Niagara Falls. My father, my mother, and I, when I was 8 years old, we went to every park there was in Ontario and fished beautiful waters, beautiful lakes. In the summer, it's absolutely wonderful to be there because it's like in the 70s.
I've only been there in the winter, actually.
Well, then you're crazy.
Well, I snowboard, so we went to Mount Tremblant, which is a couple hours north of New York. You cut through New York and you cut through Niagara Falls. It's like the Disney World of snowboarding and skiing. The place
Niagara Falls.
So I've been there about three or four times, and then I've been to Toronto once.
I've never been to Toronto. I'd like to go sometime. I interviewed Dave Steeb once.
A lot of homeless people, but it's cool.
Yeah, but there's a lot of homeless people everywhere. There go downtown is. Washington. I mean, go to Baltimore.
That's there's a lot of homeless people, but they get wiped out.
How about my buddy at the Nets
games? So they always
have
fresh homeless people.
Whatever. That's not nice, Matt. Hey, listen, Roy, let's go. So we got two guys. Who's the other pitcher? Let's go down all the pitchers in the American League, and let's talk about them. And by the way, give us a call. Matt, what would that number be they need to call?
240-48. No, I almost gave out my own phone.
Well, you should have.
240-317-7294, I believe is what
240-317-7294. Give us a call and let us know who should have made it and who should not have made it. And we will not insult you. We love to have calls. We get so many of them.
We are pre-recording right now, so they can leave a message and we'll play it.
I'll call them right back from the field. I'll be in the third base coaching box. I've got a message. I'll call you.
Well, then give them
my 1-800-466-4748. That's 1-800-466-4748. My name is Bruce Hall. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Roy Edwards is in bed naked with his wife doing the show. All right, Roy, who else do you have?
It's the only way to do the show.
I wish I could do the damn show like that.
We have Bartolo Colon, who...
Not with your wife. Well,
thank you.
Keep going.
I appreciate that.
She is very pretty, by the way. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. We have Bartolo Colon.
Did you call Bartolo Colon a bad name?
No.
Okay.
Although he...
He looks like Jabba the Hutt. Exactly.
His name was connected with the Biogenesis Club.
And guess what? He's done.
And you know what? This is something everybody is having a problem with, and I agree. How do you let the guy be on the All-Star team? If he's getting ready, he did 50 games already, right? I think if you do 50 games or 100 games or any kind of PED, you know, situation where you are penalized by the league, you ought to, like, miss All-Star games for 2 years or something. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, that's like letting a guy that, you know, did something horrible at your high school continue to play sports.
Didn't Panda, wasn't he the MVP of the All-Star game?
No, that's Melky Cabrera, goofball.
Melky Cabrera, okay. Yeah,
Jesus, what planet are you from?
The
Panda doesn't do anything but eat fast food. That's all he does. The guy lives on Big Macs.
I mistaked his chubbiness for PED use. I apologize.
Well, you know what? What's his name? Melky Cabrera ain't doing so hot now that he's not on PEDs, is he?
But he was the MVP of the All-Star game, and then he did, like, what, 50 games, like, a week after the
That's All-Star exactly game. Right, but the Giants had not been notified because the Players Association does not let anybody except the player know until it's official. And when it became official, he was gone. I mean, he cleaned out his locker and left, didn't say goodbye to anybody. I'm not a Melky Cabrera fan. That's why I hope Toronto doesn't win the East. And I don't think they will. I'm still picking Baltimore. Am I crazy, Roy? Still picking Baltimore. All right, keep giving me some names. Come on, names.
Jesse Crane of the Sox.
He's tough. Go ahead.
Yu Darvish of the Rangers.
Unbelievable, but doesn't it look to you like you? Yu Darvish, not you, Roy. But doesn't Rachel. It look to you like you? That's two U's in the same sentence. Doesn't it look to you like you is running out of gas? You is running out of gas sounds like bad English. You bees running out of gas. That's better English. Doesn't it look like Darvish is losing it to you?
The Rangers pitching staff seems to be going the other way. But they were the best pitching staff in baseball for a long time. So
yeah, but a half a year, a half a season is not going to win you a pennant. I think Oakland wins it again.
Right.
Don't you?
I hope so. I really like the
You like Oakland? So do I.
They have one of the worst attendances in baseball.
Doesn't matter. That's because their stadium is like a penal colony. It's you know what it's like? It's like a jail, only it's outdoors.
Yeah, the top five attendance in baseball will shock you, though. It's a lot of teams in there that...
Top five attendance, you mean...
Top five lowest attendance. Sorry.
Yeah, well, you know what? Well, let me guess. Do you know who they are?
I don't have them pulled up in front of me.
Well, then don't worry about it. We'll do that later. All right. Keep giving me all stars, American League. Hey, we know how many Yankees there are. How many Yankees are there? Two.
The Yankees. Yankees.
Robinson Cano.
I don't see any Yankees.
There's two Yankees, Mariano and Robinson. Is Cano's healthy, right?
Robinson Cano.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, keep going with the pitchers.
We have Steve DelBar of the Toronto Blue Jays.
That's ridiculous. I don't even know who he is. Keep going.
King Felix of the Mariners.
He's awesome, as usual. Boy, you know what? If this guy hangs around six or seven more years, he's a Hall of Famer.
He's good.
Keep going.
It's just a shame he plays out in Seattle. Not
well, you know what's really a shame? It's a shame anybody plays in Seattle. Keep going.
I'm going to butcher this name, so just stick with me.
Spell it.
Hi, Sashi Ikouma. Iwakuma.
He's Seattle, right?
Yeah,
he's great. He's their best player. As a matter of fact, he leads the American League in ERA, if I'm not mistaken. Keep going.
I tried on that name. Justin Masterson of the Cleveland Indians.
Masterson. He's excellent. As a matter of fact, I sat with a guy at a Nats game that says he watches every game Justin Masterson has ever pitched. And I said, are you a stalker, dude? Keep going, Roy. Who else?
Cleveland Indians, by the way, second worst attendance in baseball.
Yeah, that's so sad. You know, Major League 5 I see coming soon. Keep going.
Matt Moore of the Tampa Bay Rays.
He is coming around, but he is excellent. He's good.
Joe Nathan of the Texas Rangers.
Joe Nathan, whom my son met at the University of Tennessee or the University of Memphis, one of his stops during his whirlwind tour of college baseball when he was playing. Nathan's a stud. He was in Minnesota for years, and now he's with Texas, and he's doing a good job. Keep going.
Yeah, they have a great staff out there. Glenn Perkins of the Twins.
Yeah, you know what? The Twins beat the damn Yanks last night 4-1, like they owned them. Keep going.
Mariano Rivera.
I love Mariano. I can't wait to see him. Yeah, keep going.
Chris Sale of the Sox.
Yeah, that big lefty that's like 6'8", and he's got a horrible attitude, but that's the kind of attitude you have to have when you pitch.
He probably has the goofiest looking all-star picture out of all the bunch.
Well, he's 6'8", 145 pounds. I'm just kidding. Roy, hold on. For the first time in generations, write this down, Roy. The dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com or by going to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back. This is Bruce Hall. I've got Roy on the line. Hey, Roy.
Hey, buddy.
Let's finish up this American League lineup for all these guys and see what's going on. We were doing pitchers, American League pitchers. Who else you got on that sheet of yours?
The last two, they're both Detroit Tigers. Max Scherzer.
Who lost his first game of the year last night.
Isn't that amazing?
13-1, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and I had him, unfortunately. Keep going.
Justin Verlander.
Yeah, maybe a little overrated at this point, but certainly has put up some phenomenal numbers, can throw a lot of pitches. And probably will get an inning in the All-Star game. Scherzer, I don't know, because he just pitched yesterday. They'll probably replace Scherzer with another pitcher, I'm guessing. Let's look at the position players now.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Starting at catcher, we have Joe Mauer. I feel like a stadium announcer. I should talk in that.
You should, because you got a good voice when you do that. I like it when you have the face. Starting at behind a dish, number 7, Joe Mauer. You know, Joe Mauer is one of these guys that's first ballot Hall of Famer. He's a great kid, done real well. I think his lifetime average is over 300, maybe well over 300. He's not having a great year, but he's having a decent year, and he made the team. Not a lot of great catchers in the American League.
He wanted to stay in Minnesota, which is a big thing.
Well, you know what? He's from St. Paul. Yeah. He went to high school there. I want to say he was the second or third pick in the draft one year, the year that he was drafted. And the way Minnesota does it, they did it with Michael Kadire too. You know, Cuddy, this the guy we interviewed, my friend from Great Bridge. He went to Minnesota too. They don't pay the first round slot money like another team does, but they'll take you a round or two earlier. That's what the Oakland A's do, too. That's what Billy Beane does. He'll draft somebody in the first or second round that's really a third or fourth round pick, but he drafts him because he knows he can sign him. Does that make sense? And he also gives them a little less money, but because he knows one day they're going to leave him anyway. See what I mean? And that's happened even in Minnesota. You know, Morneau, really think about it. Who are the only two people that you know that have been in Minnesota for six, seven, 8 years? Mauer and Morneau, that's it. Everybody else is come and gone.
I mean, Mauer's the big name in Minnesota. There's no...
No, that's definitely
number
true.
Plus
well, he's number four. Listen, he's rated number four. His on-base average for... He's a catcher, right? 402. Yeah. That's unbelievable. He's hitting .321. His slugging percentage is down because he's only got 8 bombs. But he's hit 29 doubles. His OPS is .875. Who else you got there, Roy?
Starting at first base, Chris Davis.
Chris Davis is a freak. And I've read a bunch of stuff about him. I'm not saying I know, but I really do not think that he's on PEDs because he has been so vocal against them. Now, if this guy's dirty, he might as well just go to Japan because he's interviewed with 10 people in the last month that are all credibles and young people too, and has said never would he ever use PEDs. He hit his 36th home run last night in a losing effort. Listen to these numbers, Roy. In 339 official at-bats, he's got 106 hits, 68 runs, 26 doubles, 36 home runs, 89 RBI. Guess who's got more RBI than he does? Starting at third base for the American League. It's not Melky Cabrera. It's Miguel Cabrera.
Who won the Triple Crown last year.
Yeah. 30 home runs, 95 RBIs, one triple.
If Davis slows down in the second half, we could have a 2 years in a row, same Triple Crown winner.
Well, you know what, Chris Day, yeah, you know, Miggy's not going to hit under 340, so I think he wins the batting title, hands down. He's just the best hitter out there. Plus, look who he's got hitting behind him.
Records in the RBI. He's what, 90 RBIs before the All-Star break?
Yeah, well, he's 95. And he's also got walk strikeout ratio is one of the most important things in baseball to look at if you're looking for quality at bats and if you're looking for quality hitters. He has 58 walks, 64 strikeouts. That's pretty damn awesome. David Ortiz, 41 walks, 42 strikeouts. David Ortiz, I'm not convinced he's not dirty. I'm just saying that. Because I believe it. I have never seen him in better shape. Have you? Roy, when you get a second, can you check on the age of David Ortiz? I think he's 40 or 41. And to me, he looks like a chiseled Roger Clemens.
David Ortiz is 37.
How old is he?
37.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Well, then maybe he's not dirty. Maybe he's just in great shape.
He just looks like an old man.
He's a monster, is what he is. Well, 37 isn't an old man anymore. Who else you got, Roy?
Starting at second base, we have Robinson Cano of the New York Yankees.
Yeah, now let's talk about Robbie Cano for a minute.
Sure.
His numbers are down. Why? Because there's no Yankees to score in front of him, and there's nobody to drive him in. Robbie Cano, 350 official at-bats, only 53 runs scored, and that's really not bad. 18 doubles, that's low. 21 home runs, 64 RBIs, 47 walks, 52 punch-outs. Robbie Cano is hitting .300 and has an OBP of .384. He's a stud. His OP, his OPS is .915. He's
that
pretty,
team is the Yankees are in trouble right now.
He's their best player. It's not even close. Who
Alex
else?
Rodriguez is probably going to do 100 games. Derek Jeter just got hurt the first game.
They're going to do more than 100 games because they've already said that these penalties may be much stricter than what it's called for. Go ahead. Huh. Who's next?
J.J. Hardy. He's playing shortstop.
What happened to J.J. Hardy? What did he hit last year? .220?
I'm not really sure,
but he didn't hit anything last year.
Yeah.
He was a big disappointment. The thing about Hardy last year, and I'm sitting here looking for him right now, JJ's just having a phenomenal year in Baltimore. They got Manny Machado playing third base.
Yep.
They got JJ at short. Roberts came back. He's still hurt. They've got a bunch of different guys trying to play second base. You know, they're definitely in the market for a really good second baseman. And maybe they'll take Espinoza. I'm just kidding. You know what Espinoza is? He's like 6-for-59, and he's got 35 punch-outs in AAA.
Yeah,
we were right about him. He's terrible.
His batting average is lower than my BAC on most days.
All right, who else you got? Let's talk about these.
J.J. Hardy last year batted a .238, 22 homers, 68 RBIs.
Where is he now?
30 doubles. This year he is batting .251.
Got a lot of bombs though, right?
51 RBIs, 16 bombs.
That's much better. And I will say this, he's been in a slump lately because his batting average was higher than that. Who else you got there? Are we done with infielders yet?
Miguel Cabrera, but we talked about him.
Yeah, Miguel Cabrera, probably the best guy on the team. Keep going.
Then we get in the outfield. We got Mike Trout, Adam Jones.
This morning, great article on Mike Trout from Millville, New Jersey. the greatest thing about that article is this kid has not let his success go to his head. He's a great kid. There's a great story. Talks about his dad, who was a high school baseball coach there. And then when Mike became 10, he quit coaching the team, obviously, to coach his son. And I'd say he did a pretty good job, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's pretty good that he hasn't let his success get to his head.
Let me tell you what was in the article. This is really interesting. I'm an East Carolina alumni. You know that. So do the people who listen to the show regularly. Billy Godwin is the head baseball coach at East Carolina. Evidently, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, Billy recruited Mike Trout. He had signed with East Carolina. He went to see him play a high school game, and he got up right at the end of the game, walked over, shook his dad's hand, started walking away. And there were reporters there, and they said, "What did you think?" He said, "I think he's the best high school player I've ever seen. He's not coming to East Carolina." And he signed in the first round. And that's a great story. I think it's impressive that Billy had him recruited. I mean, could you imagine if he'd gone to East Carolina? My God. Yeah. He wouldn't, you know what? He wouldn't be signing until this signing period now.
I'd say he made the right decision.
Yeah, I would say he did too, except for he's in L.A. I'm not crazy about L.A. Who else you got there, big boy?
Adam Jones and Joey Bats.
Hey, what a great year Adam Jones is having. Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you – what can you say about him? Defensively, he's one of the best players in the game. Offensively, he's proving to be a steady, stellar hitter. He not only – he punches out a little bit, but he also scores a lot of runs. I love the guy. I really do. You know, the Orioles have put together a phenomenal roster. And except for a few injuries here and there, they would be in first place, in my opinion. And I think they're still going to pull it out. I really do. Who else, Roy?
Jose Bautista and David Ortiz as the DH.
Now Joey Bats just got hot, what, 3-4 weeks ago? He's just knocking the crap out of the ball right now. Is he in the home run hitting contest for the American League? I don't think he is. He might be. See if you can find who they are. I know who they are in the National League because that's all they're talking about. Yeah. Who else? American League All-Stars. Talk to me.
David Ortiz is the other.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about him. Mr. Boston, go ahead.
So keep going. We're getting into the reserves. And with the reserves, we have... Well,
I know that guy. He's good. He's from Korea, right?
Jason Castro, the lone Houston Astro. Nelson Cruz of the Rangers.
Castro's. Yeah, you're talking about the second baseman that they just signed to a 4-year extension for $16 million. Altuve, I thought, was the only Houston guy.
Jason Castro.
Oh, I didn't know. Is he a pitcher?
The catcher.
Oh, then I don't even know who he is. Keep going.
Nelson Cruz.
He's probably getting ready to do 50, 100 or more games. Keep going.
Edwin Encarnacion.
He is the Toronto Blue Jay that nobody knows. I love the guy. I remember when he was in Cincinnati and they traded him. I couldn't believe they traded him. But they ended up with a pretty good third baseman of their own. Keep going.
Prince Fielder.
How good is this kid? Seriously. He's amazing, yeah. And if he wasn't hitting behind Miggy, nothing would be happening. Hey, Roy, listen to this. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or by emailing us at brucehallsports@gmail.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back. This is Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 News Talk 1230 WFAS. I've got Roy Edwards on the line. who is my co-host. And, you know, the visual things I'm getting here, Roy, with you and doing the show out of your bed and all that, it's just getting a little weird over here. All right, now where do we leave off?
We left off at Alex Gordon.
Alex Gordon is an this is his first All-Star game, if I'm not mistaken. Alex Gordon was a first-round draft choice. He might have even been the first or second pick in the draft about 5 or 6 years ago out of high school. Alex Gordon, everybody thought was going to be a superstar. They've tried him everywhere. Did he make it as an outfielder or an infielder? Is he at third base?
He's outfielder.
You know what? He was a third baseman for years. And they finally, he just couldn't play third base, so they put him in the outfield. He's a corner outfielder. He's doing fine. The problem is Kansas City isn't doing fine. They've had as recent as 2 years ago, they were rated the number one minor league system in all of baseball. And I don't think they're number one anymore. And I don't really, do you remember what happened earlier this year when George Brett was made interim hitting coach of the Kansas City Royals? They made George Brett, who's one of their Hall of Famers,
right,
the hitting coach, and a great hitter, a Charlie Lau disciple, I mean, the whole nine yards. And I haven't really seen them improve, which leads me to believe that their minor league system, even though they had some really good kids in it, is maybe short a few instructors. And that's just my opinion.
And they're the sixth worst attendance in all of baseball.
Yeah, and I believe that. And do you know what? At one time in the 80s, when Brett Saberhagen and Brett and all those guys played there, they filled that place up almost every night. It was an absolute great place to play. People talked about it, Roy, all the time. And, you know, going out there, people used to drive in Kansas City. If you're a Chief fan, you drive 6 hours to see the Chiefs play. That's just the way it is. People come from, you know, a 250, 300-mile radius to see the Chiefs. It used to be that way with the Royals, too, but not so much anymore. And plus, I would imagine that as prices got more and more expensive, people stopped wanting to come that far and spend all that money. Who else you got as a reserve on that team?
Torrey Hunter of the Detroit Tigers.
Now let's just talk about Torrey. This guy was a free agent. He's 38 years old, and he makes the All-Star team. A lot of people thought he was done. Do you hear what I'm saying, Roy? They thought Torrey, you know, when they saw how much, I want to say Torrey got a couple of years for like $10 million a year, right at 10. And a lot of people thought, man, you paid him too much money. Like Vernon Wells. You know, the Yankees didn't take much of Vernon Wells' salary from the Angels, but they took Vernon Wells, and he's done. I think every Yankee fan that's listening to this show would agree with me when I tell you Vernon Wells is done. He's through with baseball. Torrey Hunter, on the other hand, has always been a great defensive outfielder. In center field, he goes over fences to make catches. He's a great hitter. He's got really good plate discipline, and he is helping those guys out. If the Tigers go back, okay, if they go back to the World Series, Torrey Hunter will be a big part of that because he is really kind of the guy on that team that can keep everybody else together. Does that make sense to you? Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? And he's been there before. So I love that. Who else, Roy?
Next we have Jason Kipnis.
Oh, Kipnis from Cleveland. I'm so glad he made the team because he absolutely has been put a smile on everybody's face in Cleveland this year. He's a blue collar guy. He works real hard. plays decent defense, is used as a DH sometimes because he's not a great defensive player, but he's decent. But he can hit. Kid can flat out rake. And I'm glad he made the team. I hope he gets 3 or 4 innings. Who else you got, buddy?
The young kid, Manny Machado out of Baltimore.
Hey, you want to talk about Machado for a second? Because I know you know about him.
Absolutely.
I mean, let me ask you this, Roy. I'll interview you. What is it that makes Machado so good?
He brings that spark. He's a lot like a Bryce Harper. He plays more like a Bryce Harper than he does a Mike Trout. where he's a high energy guy, and I mean, and then to go along with it, he's got a great glove and he's got a great bat. I mean, there's not much to complain about against Manny. He would probably be a starter if he wasn't playing behind the Triple Crown winner in Cabrera. I mean, exactly. he probably starts for the NL.
Yeah, you know, well, he would this year. Because David Wright, even though he's from New York, they had to get David Wright some votes there late to get him to win, to win the voting. And Dave's having a good year. But when you think, I mean, Ryan Zimmerman almost made this team. I mean, you know, his numbers were good enough to be the number two guy rated if you went to MLB.com. So really in the National League, third base, is a good place to play. The thing that I like about Manny that you pointed out is what a spark he is. He's got great speed. He's got great hands. And he's got a rocket on his right shoulder. Did you see the play? I'm sure you did because it was on all week. The play he made when he knocked the ball down, reached across the line and threw across his body and threw the guy out.
He's got a cannon.
You know what? I can't believe that play. I've never seen anybody make that play. Nobody could throw a ball. I want to say that ball was thrown 90 miles an hour, and I don't know how he got it over there. I mean, this kid, is he 20? He's just 20, right?
He's a young guy. He might be 21.
He might have just turned 21. Machado is going to be, if he stays healthy, a Hall of Famer. And I don't really see him ever playing short. I think at 30 he can get bigger. Does that make sense? At shortstop, it wouldn't make a lot of sense to get him A-Rod-ish. You know, and I don't even want to talk about A-Rod. For those of you that wonder why we don't talk about A-Rod, why would we? Who's next, Roy?
Johnny Peralta.
You know, underrated guy. What is it you like about Peralta?
He's the sixth Tiger. Tiger sent a lot of guys.
Can I tell you what? Peralta, when I was looking at shortstops last year to see who would be available at the All-Star break, Peralta, I had him ranked as the number one American League shortstop last year. And he may very well be. He hits. He plays great defense. He was a big part of that American League pennant winning team last year. And, you know, say what you like about the Detroit Tigers. They're not going anywhere. I picked them to be in the World Series again. I'm still going to stay with them. Okay, who else, Roy?
Dustin Pedroia is the...
That's my buddy. He looks just like a kid that plays on my team, Bobby Rice, from Tallahassee Community College.
Dustin, we have Salvador Perez, catcher, and Ben Zobrist.
Yeah, Benny Zobrist is from Tampa Bay. He's the guy that can do it all, absolutely do it all. He can play third base, first base, left field, right field. He can even play center. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS.
Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were. And we let him off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back. Matt on the box. Roy Edwards in bed with his beautiful wife. I'm not even going to say her name, or she'll be getting people following her on Twitter. Hey, by the way, Roy, if somebody wants to tell everybody about your sports man cave situation right now. I mean, you're going viral, right?
We're getting there.
Basically?
Yeah, we're launching a... all college block of shows. So it'll be weekdays from 8 to 10 p.m., and it'll be college football every day for 2 hours at night.
Is that going to be all of college football, or is it going to be a regional thing?
We have 10 or 11 different shows that are going to be going on during that
block. At the same time?
No.
Oh, my God.
Simulcast.
It's actually called SMC Radio NATO.
NATO? Like NATO?
Like Sharknado, but this is...
Oh, NADO.
So where it's just all going on at the same time, simultaneously through a tornado. But no, it'll be every night, it'll be a different show, but it's all under our... it's called SMC Radio's College Tailgate. So we have a bunch of different college shows. We got Out at Second. We'll have Roy G's The Rant. We will have 2 Cents Radio, which is a Sun Belt and SEC show. We have ATL.
Cents Radio for your SEC show? That's cold.
We have ATL, which is obviously about Atlanta.
Yeah.
We got a couple other ones on there, too. We're All Ears, WVU. We have The Spin Zone with our boy Chris Lambert.
Hey, what about the guy in New York? What's his name? Is he doing a show?
Pete Mundo. He is doing a show for me. He's out of New York.
Yeah, I mean, what's the name of his show going to be?
Pete Mundo Show.
The Pete Mundo Show? It's not Pete Nato?
Pete Mundo.
Or Peter Nato?
Yeah, Peter Nato.
All right, listen. If somebody wants to follow you on Twitter?
Yeah. Yeah, it's at SportsManCave. And all that college stuff, do not tune in like tomorrow night at 8 to 10 because it won't be there. It kicks off August 1st. And then we have a big kickoff party in Morgantown, West Virginia on the 24th of August.
Well, I may even make it up there because I got to come see Randy Mazey anyway, the head baseball coach at West Virginia University, and just say hi. I haven't seen him in a long time. You know what? Morgantown, West Virginia, for those of you that have never been there, is one of the best college towns there is anywhere. The people up there are a little crazy. But you know what? I went to East Carolina, and I lived in Greenville for 11 years, so I can't say anybody's crazy because it doesn't get crazier than Greenville. Hey, Roy, we're going to talk National League Baseball All-Stars now, coached by my good friend Bruce Bochy, who will be on the show next week. I'll probably go up there and interview him a couple times. We'll have him on next week anyway. I was going to have him on this morning, but you know what? They were still up at like 5 a.m. our time. So he's asleep. And I'm not calling Boach to get him on the show when he needs his sleep.
Even after big time Timmy Jims.
Yeah, exactly. And Timmy, in the old days, he'd still be up. Not now. He's probably hanging out with his girlfriend. He's hanging out with his girlfriend, the teacher. She's really nice. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I got Roy Edwards on the line. I'm so proud to say that I'll be heading to New York City late today on the train to see the workout, the Major League Baseball workout tomorrow afternoon and early evening, and the Home Run Derby on Monday night. Tuesday, I'll stick around for the game. Depends on where my seats are. If I get lucky, I'll probably have a press pass. And then I come back 3 a.m. on the train. And I'll be back in D.C. at 7 o'clock in the morning. We've got a Major League Scout workout. Cal Ripken Collegiate Baseball League, to which I'm a part of. There are 12 teams in the D.C. Baltimore metropolitan area. Have their all-star game Wednesday night at Povich Field in Bethesda, Maryland. It's a beautiful stadium. We always play it there because it's such a nice stadium. They have great concessions. And it's easy to get to for everybody. But we have a workout for all the kids in the league that are not in the All-Star game that morning at 10 a.m. And I'm going to come back and hit fungos until I have blisters on my hands, probably. And then I'm going to pass out in the car, listen to music. Then I'll watch the All-Star game Wednesday night. Sooner or later, I'm going to have to sleep, though. Roy, I'm going to just have to sleep. See, I'm not like you. I get up and go to work. I don't lay in bed and do my show. But I'm Bruce Hall, and I'm here to say
you're right.
I'm having some great visuals of you and Haley in there, you know, in the bed and all that. Anyway, here we go. Let's do the National League, Roy.
Let's do it. All right, so starting pick, or we'll do all the pitchers first.
Yeah, do pitchers.
We have Madison Bumgarner.
Hey, maybe the toughest kid that gets on a mound in the major leagues, right there. 6'2.5", 235 pounds of muscle, and he throws 88 to 91, 92, and he gets people out. And his first All-Star game, he's got 2 World Series rings. Now he's an All-Star. If we can keep him around for 10 years, he'll be a Hall of Famer. Keep going.
Aroldis Chapman?
Aroldis Chapman is, he was throwing 104 the other day. Did you see that?
I did not see
that. He was throwing 103, 104 the other night. Now, I will say this. His 103 fastball is straight as an arrow. So if you've got bat speed of 105, which Bryce Harper does, but I don't know if anybody else does, you can maybe hit this guy's fastball. But when he throws that slider at 96 into the mix, good luck. He will probably definitely get an inning. But no doubt Bochy's going to throw him. No doubt. Keep going.
Patrick Corbin of the Arizona Diamondbacks.
How good of a season is Pat Corbin having? First All-Star game, young kid. I want to say Patrick's 23. And, you know, I don't even know what his record is right now, Roy. You probably know that, but he's got to be like 11-3. Does that sound right?
You're going to have to give me a second to pull it up because I do not.
Don't worry about it. Go to the next guy.
Next up is Jose Fernandez of the Miami Marlins.
He pitched last night against the Nats, and I'm pretty sure he got the W. 20 years old. He was the guy for the Marlins. The only guy for the Marlins that should have made the team. And I'm pretty sure he did unless they used somebody as a replacement. Keep going, Roy.
By the way, Corbin is 11-1. That's his record.
I was close.
Matt Harvey of the hometown New York Mets.
Matt Harvey is going to get the start. He even bypassed his start this weekend, so he would get the start. And I'm sure Boach, you know, that was something that he talked to Terry about. And it just makes sense for him to get the start because he's a great story, although the naked pictures of him this week in art form of him, like, pitching or being in the stretch completely naked took me by surprise. I don't want to go there, but he's going to get a lot of mail from some male admirers now. Keep going.
Next is Jason Guerrilli of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Jason Guerrilli may be the best closer in baseball. Jason Guerrilli, in my opinion, for 2 years has been the guy. I mean, he absolutely has been the guy. The thing that I like about Guerrilli is I like that he's so aggressive into the zone. He struck out almost two batters per inning. His ERA is next to nothing, and he will get an inning in this game. Probably the last inning. If the National League's ahead in the ninth inning. Who's next, Roy?
What was the name of the guy? The name is slipping me now. He was the closer for the Pirates. He was Joel Hanrahan.
Yeah, well, Joel Hanrahan was a Nat.
Yeah.
I want to say Joel Hanrahan is injured. I think he's having TJ surgery.
Yeah, Joel Hanrahan was traded to, I believe, the Red Sox, and now he's injured. Yeah, so Jason Guerrilli kind of stepped in there. That's what happens with a lot of Pirates, you know?
They do, absolutely.
Step in and fill voids.
Yeah. You know, Patrick Corbin.
They weren't very good at it.
Hey, Patrick Corbin in 130 innings, Roy, 97 hits, 206 average against. Keep going. Matt Harvey, 2.35. He's only 7-2, but Harvey's like 196 against. He's got the best, out of all the starters, he's got the best whip.
We have Clayton Kershaw, pitcher, LA Dodgers.
How good is he? He's ranked number one. He's always rated number one. He just signed a pretty big deal. But from what I understand, he's getting ready to sign a tremendously big deal. Listen to these numbers. 1.98 ERA. He's the only starting pitcher with an ERA under two in the National League. 145 innings, 97 hits. 35 walks, 139 strikeouts, 188 average against. He's a monster. Who's next?
One of the best, if not the best, closer in baseball, Craig Kimbrel.
Yeah, you know what? Kimbrel is phenomenal. He always has been, but I'm worried about him. The thing that worries me the most about Kimbrel is that this guy, in my opinion, this guy is being overused. And he's been overused a lot. I mean, he really has. Last year, it was 2 years ago, basically he and the lefty, whose name escapes me, but they had a left-hander that was just as good as Kimbrel in the bullpen. Both of them ran out of gas in the playoffs. And that was why. And that, if you remember, that's when they had Billy Wagner too. The next year was when they didn't compete, and it was because both of them had arm trouble late. They had to shut both of them down. But Kimbrell is a stud. He might get an inning, he might not. Who else you got, Roy?
Jeff Locke of the Pirates.
Right.
The Pirates are doing it with pitching this year.
Well, absolutely they are. They're rated – well, you know what? When you have good young pitching, you can keep them 6 years and not have to pay them too much money. Locke, I want to say this is definitely his first All-Star game. He's got a 2.15 ERA, 202 average against, 109 innings, 76 hits. He's a stud. Who's next?
Cliff Lee. You may have heard of him.
Yeah, he's not bad. 10-3, 2.86. He is showing signs of being human because the last couple of outings he hasn't been as tremendous as he usually is. Who's next, Roy?
Adam Wainwright. The Cardinals.
Probably their number one guy. Came back from elbow surgery. Looks better than ever. He's going to be a stud for sure. Roy, we're going to be breaking here in a second. When we come back, more about the National League. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or by emailing us at brucehallsports@gmail.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Oh my God, that tastes terrible.
Roy, I'm going to warn you now. Bruce just had a sip of Red Bull.
Oh God, it tastes like pee.
You may not get a word in edgewise next couple segments.
My dog Skippy's pee couldn't taste any worse than that.
How do you know how your dog Skippy's pee tastes?
Well, I mean, I can only imagine. I'm Bruce Hall, and I'm fantasizing about my dog's urine. And we're gonna continue to go here. We're going to talk about a kid from Chicago, right? Trevor Wood, yeah. Roy?
Travis, don't call me Carrie
Travis,
Wood.
That's right. Not Trevor Wood, Travis Wood. This kid is the only Chicago Cub. And really should be the only Chicago Cub. 117 innings he's pitched as a rookie. 79 hits is all he's given up. 35 walks, 85 strikeouts, 191 average against. He's a lefty, and he will pitch. I really think he'll pitch. Who's next, Roy?
Jay-Z, Jordan Zimmerman of the Washington.
Who will not be pitching. He's injured. Not terribly injured, but he's got a sore neck. And from what I understand, Davey has shut him down. But he is going to the game because he wants to enjoy it. You know, this is a kid that played for a Division III school in Wisconsin and is from Wisconsin and got drafted in the first round a few years ago. And he is the ace of the Washington Nationals. It is not Steven Strasburg, although he's right there. Who's next?
The Washington Post was reporting that if he did call out of the All-Star game with a neck injury, that Steven Strasburg would be there to replace him.
Well, you know what? Then he already has done it. He's out of the All-Star game. So I guess Strasburg is going to get the nod. Although, you know what? That might have something to do with the fact that he threw two innings yesterday or the day before and gave up seven earned runs.
Isn't that great? Miami.
So they're really looking good. If I'm Bochy, Strasburg isn't even going to go near the mound. Who's next?
Yadier Molina is the starting catcher for the St. Louis Cardinals and also this All-Star team.
And Yadi is hurt. He's a little banged up. He's got a little bit of a bad knee. His shoulder's been bothering him off and on all year. But if I'm not mistaken, Roy, isn't he leading the National League in hitting?
Yeah, he's having a great year.
What's his average, like 360 or something?
The Cardinals, they're just ridiculous. They're light years ahead of everybody, really, in hitting. It's ridiculous.
Well, Yadi Molina, for those of you that aren't sure, 26 doubles, 6 home runs, 45 RBIs. All the Molinas never walked much, 22 walks, but he doesn't punch out either. Only 33 strikeouts. I'm a little amazed that he even has 3 stolen bases. He could be the slowest human being I've ever seen. His average is .334, his on-base percentage .381. He is a stud. And by the way, he's getting ready to sign some incredibly huge contract. Who else do you have?
Joey Votto will get the start at first base.
Yeah, he's amazing. Had a knee operation last year. Don't think it was ACL surgery. It was like he got his knee scoped, came back late, was not 100%. A lot of people at the start of spring training this year noticed that, because, you know, they're in Arizona when I'm down there, they noticed that he wasn't really, had no power at all. But what he was doing was he was just getting, you know, he was just getting back. It was like it was like a rehab assignment. And as the games came, he got better every game. Joey Votto. 18 doubles, 15 home runs, only 41 RBI, 69 walks, 82 strikeouts, 318. Are you ready for this OBP, Roy? And you know how big I am on this. 432. 43 out of 100 times, he's on first base. Minimum. I mean, if you've got guys like that, people, coaches, you're going to win a lot of ball games if you have average pitching. Who's next, Roy?
Next is his teammate, Brandon Phillips, at second.
Now, Brandon Phillips is the reason Joey doesn't have a whole lot of RBIs, because Brandon Phillips, for some reason, has decided that he is going to have a phenomenal year this year. Have you got his average sitting there in front of you?
I don't. I can pull it up if you want.
No, yeah, pull up all of that stuff. I want to say he's hitting about 270, 280, but he's got like 75 RBIs. I mean, this kid is unbelievable. There's a couple of other guys that are doing the same thing out there.
He has a .267 average, 12 home runs, 71 RBI.
71. You know where he's hitting out of? The four slot. How many second basemen in baseball, Roy, hit in the four slot, hit cleanup? Can you think of any? Utley never did. Utley was a three-hole hitter. How many guys? Because Votto bats third, right? So what they're doing is they're walking Votto to get to Phillips, and he's driving everybody in. You got to love Phillips. This is probably his fifth or sixth All-Star game, and none are more deserving than this one. Who's next, Roy?
Give me 1 second. There we go. Troy Tulowitzki will get start at short, who is a Colorado Rocky.
Yeah, and he's also injured, but he's going to play, evidently. He may start, and what I heard was they may sub for him like after one inning, or after one at bat. He's got some bad legs. And Tulo's one of those guys. I love him, but he's pretty big for a shortstop, if you know what I'm saying. Who's next, Roy?
Next up is David Wright, third baseman of the New York Mets, and his picture is probably the most dramatic picture of all the pictures. Of course, they had to put him like that. Everybody else's picture is just, you know, like a casual, like, you know, just casual swing on a sunny day. And
is he in a bodysuit?
David Wright is following through. His face is extremely aggressive, and it's raining.
I love it. Hey, very D. Wright, David Wright. From Great Bridge of Virginia, caught a lot of flack from everybody outside of New York for putting on his buddy, Michael Kadire, on the home run hitting contest. Let me just tell you this. Kadire goes yard easily. He was a good pick. He is a Colorado Rocky. He is eligible. But evidently, the Pittsburgh Pirates were upset that their third baseman or first baseman slash catcher didn't get on. You know what? Who cares what you think? All right? You just enjoy the year you're having, Pittsburgh, and shut up, okay? David Wright may be the best third baseman in the game. He's the best defensive third baseman slash hitter in the game, but he's not the best hitter in the game because we all know who that is. It's Miggy Cabrera, who, you know, arguably isn't even a third baseman. Miggy will end up being a first baseman slash DH, Roy. Maybe until he retires in a couple of years. They'll probably get somebody in to play a little better defense at third base.
Well, the Pirates' third baseman, Pedro Alvarez, actually did get onto the home run derby team. After Carlos Gonzalez, he withdrew from the competition on Thursday. He suffered a right sprained middle finger.
Yeah, that's what he gets for flashing that middle finger, people. He shouldn't. Who's next?
All right, next up on the list, we have Carlos Beltran.
Yeah, I'm not a Beltran fan, but he's had a great year. He got in because he got voted in by the fans, and that would be St. Louis fans and a few fans he's, you know, made in many of the cities he's been in, the New York Mets, and it's probably good he's coming back. Beltran, in my opinion, terrible defensive player nowadays. He really can't move around much. He scored 49 runs, got 100 hits, 12 doubles, 2 triples, 19 home runs, 53 RBIs. The thing I don't like about Beltran, only 18 walks and 324 bats. Now, that is much different than he usually is. Usually, he's much more patient. But in St. Louis, they score so many runs, he can swing at whatever he wants to. Who you got next?
Next up, and this might change because, like I just said, he sprained his right middle finger, but that would be Cargo Carlos Gonzalez.
Yeah, he's having a great year. 67 runs scored, 25 bombs, 64 RBIs. He's punched out 105 times, and he's also got 15 RBI. Having a great year, but he's kind of on the slide right now. Who's next, Roy?
Next would be the boy wonder, Bryce Harper.
Well, Bryce Harper got voted in. If there's anybody that maybe doesn't belong on here as a starter, it's probably Bryce, but he's so popular and he is so talented and he will start. He'll play 3 or 4 innings and he'll be out of there. He got tossed last night, went back into the clubhouse, looked at some pitches that were called strikes, came out, got called out again on a third strike and just dropped the F-bomb and he was gone. Who you got next, Roy?
Next, we're moving into the reserves here, and this would be Pedro Alvarez of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah, you know, there was so much crying about the home run hitting contest, I don't even want to talk about him. Keep going.
Dominic Brown, outfield from the Philadelphia Phillies.
This was a guy that I even when I was talking to Boach early, I said, you got to watch out for this kid. He's probably their best hitter. And sure enough, he made it his coach's pick. Dominic Brown, by the way, is a pretty good defensive outfielder also. And if the Phillies are going to keep anybody for a number of years, he's got to be one of the guys they keep for sure. Absolutely. If they're going to be successful, I mean. Not that they will want to. Who's next?
Next is Everett Cabrera of the San Diego Padres.
Now, this was a surprise to me. But when I looked at his numbers, the reason that a couple of shortstops – there was all kinds of flack in D.C. when Ian Desmond didn't make the team. Ian Desmond has some great power numbers, and he is a phenomenal shortstop. And in a perfect world, he should have made this team. But
he lost out to Freddie Freeman, I guess.
Yeah, well, not really. Well, he lost out in the vote-in.
Yeah,
that was different. And to be honest with you, Freddie Freeman deserved to be on there because I had Freddie Freeman on the team. He's the only guy I had on the team that didn't make it. And I mean, you know, he had a great year, and he's still having a great year. But Ian Desmond, this kid, Everett Cabrera, is the best hitter/player right now on the Padres, and he was the only Padre, so they had to take him. Bochy had no – you know, he would like to have taken Brandon Crawford, but Crawford went 0-for-29 in his last 29 at-bats right before they picked the team. Who's next, Roy?
That would be Matt Carpenter.
Matt Carpenter probably having the best year of any St. Louis Cardinal. He's rated number 5, 28 doubles, 9 bombs, 4 triples, 44 RBIs, 38 walks, 51 punch-outs. His on-base percentage, Roy, .393. He's a keeper. And he plays good defense, too.
Yeah. Cardinals on fire right now.
Yes, they are. They've been on fire all year.
Yeah. Next is another Cardinal, Alan Craig, first baseman.
I didn't like Craig. I left him off. I got smacked around by a certain major league manager. He said he had to put him on. He did. He is having a great year. Hey, Roy, for the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we let him off the hook. That was my Denny Green impression.
Very nice.
I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce. You're listening to Bruce. I miss Denny Green. Don't you miss Denny Green? You're too young to know Denny Green.
I know who Denny Green is. I just, he's not a very good coach, so don't miss him.
Nah, he's got a great record. If you look at his overall record in coaching with Minnesota and wherever else he's been, it's been unbelievable. And when he was an assistant coach with San Francisco and other teams, those teams had incredible records. He's just one of those guys that gets in trouble sometimes wherever he goes because I won't even talk about it because he's too nice a guy to even bring it up. Hey, let's finish up the National League, Roy, and then we're going to talk NBA basketball in the next segment. And before, and we'll wait till we talk NBA basketball to give everybody a big surprise. It's something that happened, and unless they were looking for it, they might not have seen it. Or unless they were in Philadelphia, they wouldn't have seen it. But who's next? Who we got on the National League All-Star team?
Next is a outfielder for the Colorado Rockies. That would be Michael Kadire.
Now, we had Cuddy on the show. I interviewed him in spring training. He's one of the nicest people in the history of the world. Just a great guy. He's in the home run hitting contest tomorrow night. I'll be behind the National League dugout, or I'll be – as a matter of fact, that's a better seat than being on the field. Because when you're on the field, you're too flat. And there's too many kids, too many people, too many camcorders. You know, they don't even use camcorders. They use their phone now. But Cuddy is arguably having an MVP year, wouldn't you agree, with the Colorado Rockies? Had a 27-game hitting streak and was on base something like 40 times in a row, 40 games in a row. Michael's a great player. He will definitely get some playing time in the game. Go ahead. Who's next?
Next
Roy.
Would be Freddie Freeman, who won the All-Star vote that came down between.
Yeah, he did. He won the vote off. He won the vote off, and that just goes to show you how strong the Atlanta TBS viewing audience is, because he got voted on over Hunter Pence, who, you know.
And Ian Desmond and the young kid out of L.A. whose name has escaped me.
Yasiel Puig. Yasiel Puig could end up being Bo Jackson that doesn't speak very good English, which is okay. He's Cuban. He made it here. There are rumors about Yasiel Puig that the way he got here was with some drug dealers that got him into the country, which is fine. But evidently he may owe them some money from his contract. If that's true, this could end very badly. I hope not. But no, this kid's got everything. He's got speed. He's got power. He's got size. He's got an arm. And he likes to run into fences just like Bryce Harper. So it doesn't matter if you grow up in Las Vegas or Cuba. If you're young and you have a lot of energy and you're a superstar, you're going to run into the fence. Okay? So just get freaking used to it. Who's next, Roy? Oh, Freddie Freeman. We're talking about him. I picked Freddie Freeman to be on the regular team, and thank God he got voted in. For all my Atlanta fans down there, I'm so happy for you. Who's next, Roy?
Next would be Paul Goldschmidt of the Arizona Diamondbacks.
If they win the National League pennant, he could be the MVP. I don't even want to look at his numbers. I'm sick of looking at him. I want to say he's got 25 home runs, 70 RBIs, 320 batting average, scored about 50 or 60 runs, great first baseman, and he's only like 24. I saw him in the Futures game in Arizona 2 years ago. The Futures game that's on Sunday, that's on tonight.
He is batting .310, 77 RBIs. You're right on with 60 runs scored and 108 hits.
He's so athletic. He's like Brandon Belt, only he's right-handed, and he's a little better hitter so far than Brandon. Defensively, they're both superstars. I mean, they're unbelievable. And I'm going to tell you, this is how you build a winner, with guys like that. Who's next, Roy? Paul Goldschmidt, I love you, but the hell with you. You're an Arizona Diamondback. I want you to lose at the end of the season.
Next would be Carlos Gomez of the Milwaukee Brewers.
You know, I wasn't going to put Gomez on my team, but a certain National League manager said, you can't leave this guy off if you put the other guy on. And he was right. Segura, I like better. Segura is a shortstop. Segura came over from the Dodgers in the deal that sent the pitcher. You know, what's the right-handed pitcher's name? You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, Zach Greinke. And the deal that sent Greinke to the Dodgers, they got Segura. Look at Segura's numbers. I mean, if the Milwaukee Brewers could win 90 games, he'd be the MVP because he plays a great shortstop, too. Who's next, Roy?
Next would be Andrew McCutchen of the Pirates.
You know what? This is the guy that had to make the team. And I'm glad Puig did not get put on. Boch was smart here. And I'll tell you why. 30 games doesn't make a season. I don't care how great you look. You're not going to make an all-star squad if there's guys like Andrew McCutchen off of it. Andrew McCutchen had a slow start this year. Now he's back to where he always is. And by the way, this just in, the Pirates are pretty damn good this year. Who's next, Roy?
Next would be Buster Posey, catcher of San Francisco.
I don't even want to talk about this. Last night in Timmy's no-hitter, Buster called every pitch, never got shook off. Never got shook off. There was a lot of talk in San Francisco and around the league that Posey wasn't the catcher that Timmy preferred. Guess what? I think that's changed. And I'll tell you another thing. Last night only, they scored 9 runs, the Giants did. Only 4 guys scored and drove in all those runs and had the hits. Everybody else was like 0-for-21. But let me see if I can remember all these guys. Brandon Belt, Pablo Sandoval, Buster Posey, and one other player. Oh, Hunter Pence had all the hits, all the runs scored, all the RBI. Next, Roy.
Next would be Marco Scudero, second baseman of San Francisco.
Now, I'll give Boach this one, okay? There might have been some guys that should have made the team instead of Marco, but he's hitting .322. And, oh, by the way, when he came over after the trade deadline, or by the trade deadline last year, you remember? When the Giants won the World Series, who was their star? Marco Scudero. Who was the best hitter they had ever seen in that clubhouse? Probably Marco Scudero. A guy with an OPS, on-base percentage, an OBP, lifetime of over .400. He's amazing. And you know what? Kind of a payback from Boach to him for the World Series rings, in my opinion. And I don't blame him. You can't say anything bad. There aren't that many good second basemen. You know, the guy from St. Louis made it, right? Carpenter?
Yep.
Nobody else was having a good year at second base. Who? Name me one. Wasn't Utley, right? Wasn't any of those guys. Who's next, Roy? Who's next?
Phillips, but he got the start. So.
Yeah, he got the start anyway. He got voted in.
Gene Segura is the last guy.
Yeah, we talked about Segura. Stud, great season. If he has a year even close to what he's had so far this season, next year, he'll be a perennial all-star. There's no question about it. Guys like Ian Desmond have got to stop punching out and getting on base more. Desi's biggest problem is he worries too much about hitting the ball out. He needs to worry about touching first base. All right, that's it. That's the National League pretty much wrapped up, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the those both lineups. Now, do you want to get into the home run derby?
Let's handicap it. I'm picking the National League again.
Yeah, I got the National League too.
And I'm going to tell you why. You could just look at the vote off and see. The National League has way too many good players. I just don't see any way the American League can compete with them. And oh, by the way, the Tigers got swept by the Giants last year. That was not a coincidence. They got swept by a better team. You know, Detroit is a typical American League team. A lot of power, a lot of runs, decent pitching, but they look like a men's softball team at times. Mm-hmm. Giants don't look like that, except for Pablo. But Pablo's always going to look like a softball player, you know? But he can. Did you see the play he made last night, Roy? People listening, go to MLB.com, and you will see every out in Timmy Lincecum's no hitter last night. One of the last outs of the game in the eighth inning was Pablo Sandoval basically diving across, you know, to his right over the third baseline, planting and throwing a strike to first base. That guy don't look 280 that did that. That looked like a little bitty guy with a rocket.
How about Hunter Pence's catch out and right?
Oh, that was even better. Timmy even said he thought that was a hit. As soon as it was hit, Timmy just said, I was ready to come out of the game. And Hunter said, no. Hey, let me tell you, Hunter Pence grows on you. Remember when I came back from spring training and I told you he was kind of weird?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm kind of weird, too. And you know what? Hunter Pence is a great kind of weird. He is one of the nicest people I've ever met. And as I get to know him better, I appreciate him more. And I'll tell you what. Nate Shearholz, who they traded or let go to Chicago, to the Cubs, is having a great year. He's hitting like 290-something. Shearholz, there was talk he might get put on the All-Star team late as an outfielder. I don't see it happening, but Nate's not as fast as Hunter. He's not as strong as Hunter, and Hunter's a right-handed hitter too. You know, they needed the right-handed pop. Hunter Pence has done everything they've asked him to do, and then some. And he's amazing. Now, when we get back, Roy, we're going to talk about one thing I love to talk about, and you know what that is. The NBA. Roy, are you there, or is there something? Going on in the bed, Roy?
I can feel the sarcasm from miles away.
No. I'm serious because I want to know what's the big deal about Dwight Howard. He hasn't been good for 2 or 3 years, has he?
Well, I guess we'll have to talk about that, won't we?
Well, let me ask you this, Roy. I want to ask you a question. What else? I mean, why wouldn't he stay in L.A. for more money?
Well, he talked about in his press conference. Are we getting into it now, or do you want to get on?
No, I'm getting ready to do a spot. For the first time in generations, the dream of homeownership is being threatened, Roy. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect homeownership. I'm Bruce Hall. We'll be back in a minute on News Talk 1230, AM 1230, WFAS.
On Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back. I'm on the phone with Roy Edwards, my famous co-host, and I'm getting ready to pack up here, sprint downtown legally, not over the speed limit, and get ready for a ball game at 1 o'clock. When that game's over, I'm getting on Amtrak, going from Union Station to Penn Station in New York, getting up there about, I don't know, like 11, 10:30. Going to go to Times Square in a cab, going to check in my hotel, going to order room service, going to pass out. And hopefully I'll get a call from some people late at night when they arrive. For the All-Star Game, Major League Baseball All-Star Game. My son Davis, who I love very much. My daughter Emily, who I love very much. Emily's never been to an All-Star Game. I used to take Davis every year to the All-Star Game. And if you can afford it, it's one of the greatest things you can do for a kid that likes baseball. Because then you get to see everybody. You know, you don't always get to see everybody. You get to see, even if you have season tickets, there's a lot of people you don't see in the major leagues. And it's one of the few times that they are there with their families, and you can kind of see what's going on. All right, Roy, let's talk about the NBA for a second. Oh, first of all, I want to make the announcement. Our good friend Scott O'Neill, who we've had on the show multiple times, just signed this past week with the Philadelphia 76ers. He is their CEO. Of the Philadelphia 76ers. Scotty, congratulations. Hopefully we'll be able to have you on the show. Hopefully you'll be able to be objective about other teams, and I know you will. But we'll have you on at least, if nothing else, talk about the Sixers. And, you know, we can talk about baseball. We can talk about football. We love Scotty. I've known Scott since he was just out of college, I guess, when he would play for the No Bets Baseball Club in all of the cities where we raised money for Major League Baseball charities. You know, we used to do it once or twice a year. They still do it. It's called No Bets Baseball Club. You can go to that. Just Google it, and you'll find pictures of guys like me, old men looking really stupid, swinging and having younger men run for them. I mean, I can go yard, but I can't run around the bases. I'm just kidding. I can do it. Roy, yeah. Dwight Howard, Houston. Now that they have Howard at what's considered a doable price for Houston, right? Because because there was a window there was a slot available for him, right?
Yeah, I mean, they have the money, obviously.
All right, here's the deal. Do they have a good enough squad to go to the finals of the NBA championship next year?
I mean, do they have a good squad? Yes. Do they have a good enough squad? I mean, the West, you still have to see what's going on with the West. I mean, the Spurs, I mean, they're still Spurs until I see, you know, Duncan and Ginobili. Ginobili already said he's coming back, and Parker, you would assume, is going to be back. So Duncan is most likely going to retire, but he hasn't said that yet. So the Spurs are still going to be the Spurs as of right now. And then you still have Oklahoma City, who has Russell Westbrook coming back, and Kevin Durant, and Serge Ibaka is going to be there for a long time. So the West and the Clippers, the West is good. I think the West is deeper than the East. I think it's much deeper than the East. So if you put a team like the Rockets in the East, then I think they're a top contender to get to the finals. They would have to have gotten past Miami. But you put them in the West, and they're a very good team. They're a playoff team. But I don't know if you can call them the favorite to get to the finals because they still have to go through OKC. But the addition of Dwight Howard adds to the star power that James Harden has become in Houston. And you know, Linsanity is still out in Houston. So
I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
You think they're selling as many jerseys out there as they did in New York?
I doubt it. But
I was just kidding.
He had a decent – Jeremy Lin had a decent year last year. You know,
he's still young.
Yeah. And you know, they do all these – you see all these projected stats and everything like that. But, you know, so they project Jeremy Lin at 13.7 boards – or, I'm sorry, 7 assists for the next season. So high hopes for Jeremy Lin. But, he had a good season with the Knicks, and he had a good season with the Rockets. A lot of people thought that he was just going to be one of those one-hit wonder kind of guys. But he had a good year out in Houston.
You know, the thing I liked so much about the NBA, and I do like the NBA, don't get me wrong, because when I was young, I mean, I'm just telling you, it was amazing to me. It was amazing to me how hard the Bullets played when I used to watch them. I mean, they went up and down the court like there was nobody's business. It seemed to be a lot more blue collar back then. Today, it doesn't seem as much. It really seems like some of the teams play hard all the time. Some of the teams play hard part of the time. Some of the teams just look confused. But what does Dwight Howard bring to the table for Houston? Is he going to be that big of a difference?
Well, Dwight Howard is arguably the best center in the NBA. I think the other guy that a lot of people would put in there, the 76ers, our buddy, has a very big decision to make with him. So, I think that Dwight Howard you know what you're going to get out of him. He had a down year, you would say, out in L.A., but I think that a lot of the pressure got to that. He wasn't the guy in L.A. That's Kobe's team. Dwight Howard touched on it in his press conference. He was talking about how since he played the game, since he was 5 or whatever it was, he's always played with a smile on his face, and he likes to play the game having fun. And I think that when out in L.A., he stopped having fun. You know, it was Kobe's team. You saw a lot of the times in press conferences, Kobe would rip Dwight Howard, saying that you need to, you know, focus or he stop goofing off. Or,
well, that wasn't very teammate-ish of him.
Your shoulder, you know, Dwight sat out a couple games with a shoulder injury, and so there was a whole, you know, circle of and storm. And if anything happens out in L.A., you know, it gets covered by ESPN, obviously. until it's beaten into the ground. So, I mean, but he didn't. His stats really didn't go down that much. I mean, he had his worst points per game since 2006-2007 series, but he still put up 17 points a game.
Right.
With his last year in Orlando, he put up 20. His best year in Orlando, he put up 22. So it's not. It wasn't that big of a slide from in a points differential. Blocks. His blocks went up from when he was in with Orlando. He averaged 2.4 blocks a game, and his rebounds went down a little bit, but he was still averaging a double-double. So the Lakers got Dwight Howard. You know, they might act like they are, you know, they don't care that he's gone and they're not going to miss him. A lot of the Lakers fans are saying, good, get rid of him, because I feel like he wasn't the personality that everyone expected. Everyone expected Shaq. You know, everyone expected Shaq 2.0 to Dwight Howard.
Right.
But they got Dwight Howard. They got 17 points a game, and they got 12 rebounds a game, and they got their two and a half blocks. So I don't understand what everybody was, you know, I don't understand the whole fuss.
Hey, we got about a minute to go. If you had to pick somebody, Roy, right now.
Yeah.
That's going to be, give me somebody from the East and somebody from the West who's going to be in the finals next year. Who would you pick?
Well, I got to go Miami Heat out of the East.
Are they going to get better?
They're probably not going to re-sign Chris Bosh, but I don't see anybody in the East who can really challenge them at all. You know, maybe the Nets, but I don't know. I doubt it. Knicks, I don't know if they're physical enough. So I'd go Heat, and I'll go Oklahoma City.
I got you. You know what? I wanted Oklahoma City this year. Roy, we're out of here. You've listened to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. See you next week after the Major League Baseball All-Star Week. See you later, people.